It's time now for our weekly look at the work of the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices.
Now, each week I feature a different aspect of the hospices, and this week I'm looking at a vital area which so easily could be forgotten.
Now, when we think of the support and services offered by the hospices, we may think mainly of adults. However, we mustn't forget children, and it's good to meet Julie Cole today, who has a key part in supporting children. Welcome to Radio Way, Julie.
Thank you very much.
Now, your role here at the Woking Hospices, what?
Well, my official title is I'm Children's Services Manager, which is a bit, sometimes I think, of a misnomer really, because we are an adult hospice, so we don't have sick children, but we do take care of and counsel the children of our patients. Okay. So it may be that mum or dad or grandparents have a diagnosis, and then we may get the family referred to us. So sometimes my role might be to support mum or dad or whoever the adult is in how they want to break bad news, how they want to prepare their children, how they want to leave some memories behind. Sometimes that's my role. Sometimes my role is to support the children themselves, either before or after mum or dad or whoever it is has died. Mm. So it's. I think children's service is a bit of a misnomer. I think I probably prefer to call it family work.
And when we talk about the family, age coming into this, I guess it covers all ages.
Yes, I think there's a misconception that hospices are for elderly people, and our patients have a wide age range, and obviously I will probably be seeing the younger end of our patients, because if there is somebody in the family under the age of 18, that's normally when I would get involved.
And what is on offer to those people under 18?
Well, we offer all sorts of things. So once, if you have lost a parent, we have groups. And I say parent, I mean close relative, to be honest. We have groups. We have a group called Footsteps, which meets 8 times a year in Weybridge for the under 12s. Mm. So these are all children probably between the age of 4 and 12 who've lost somebody significant to them, close to them. We also have the Tommy D group, which meets once a month in Woking for teenagers who've lost somebody close to them. That meets every Thursday in Woking. We also have another group, which is more of an education programme that we offer to schools. It's called the HUB, which stands for Helping to Understand Bereavement. Mm. And it's a 6-week programme that we offer to schools in our catchment area. The schools identify the pupils that need, and then we can help them understand what's happened, make some kind of sense of it. And very often those children who've attended the HUB then may join either Footsteps or Tommy D group.
Because children or anybody, when they experience bereavement, they just sometimes don't know what to ask, what to turn to, or how to deal with it.
Yes, very often the children get overlooked. And there was perhaps a tradition of not telling children the full facts of what's gone on, or you know, the children don't need to know. Mm. Well, you know, my experience is actually, yes, they do. And when I work with adult clients, as I do as well, you know, you meet people who are in their 50s and 60s and still confused by what they were told. You know, well, my dad just went out one day and never came back, and how confusing that is. So, yeah, it's it can be quite a tricky situation. We've got to respect the family's wishes, but also try to enlighten sometimes.
And I guess it does vary, but how many children are you supporting at any one stage?
Well, in any of our groups, we probably have 20 or 30 on the register, but we will also be seeing children for one-to-one counselling. So my personal caseload is I'm probably seeing about 15 children every week. And we have other counsellors as well, so probably at any one time there will be 30 children in one-to-one counselling.
So your team of counsellors, they're all trained?
Yes, all trained, yeah.
Right. And in terms of approaching children or approaching families, do they approach you or do you go and meet them?
We get our referrals in a variety of ways. Very often if our community nurses know, they will say, well, have you thought about, you know, talking to somebody regards the children, and that I might get my referral that way. It may be from the nurses on the ward. It may be from another counsellor who says, well, we're aware that there's a child in this family that's struggling. It may be GPs. It may be schools. Mm. So, and we have had self-referrals referrals.
Right. And in terms of support to children and younger adults, if their relatives weren't being treated through the hospice, are they approachable as well?
Sometimes, because sometimes, you know, if things take an unfortunate turn, maybe that parent or significant relative doesn't actually get to the hospice for end-of-life care. Well, those people shouldn't be penalised just because they didn't manage to step through our doors. Mm. So where possible, we will do our best to accommodate. We don't want anybody to slip through the net.
Mm. Now, we know, as in other features we talked about, fundraising, it's important to the hospices. So national charities like BBC Children in Need, do they really help here?
Oh, yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do. I'm happy to say we were the recipients of a grant for the first 3 years, a significant grant which made a huge difference to our children's service. We were lucky enough to retain that grant for a further 3 years. Mm. So it makes a big difference. So if anybody's wondering whether that Children in Need money really gets through, yes it does. And they're very rigorous in reporting back. They want to know where every penny has gone, and we have to account for every penny.
Yeah, and the build up to Children Need starting now, because that the big event will happen at the end of November.
Yes it will. I am involved in this year's Children in Need, but I'm not allowed to tell you how yet.
So watch on the big night, I guess.
It won't be on the big night. Right. I will be in the run up to it about a week or so's time. So I can't tell you yet.
All right. Well, we'll watch out for that, Julie. And as always, if people want to find out more about your services, what's the best way of going?
Contact the hospice, go onto our website. We have a section there under counselling. We have a section there under children's services. And just ask.
Okay. Thanks again, Julie.
Thank you.
And there's Judy talking to me about a week or so ago. She hasn't appeared on the television yet, so keep your eyes peeled for Judy Cole or the Woking and Sam Bear Hospice, because when I stopped the interview, she still wouldn't tell me why she's going to appear on Children in Need. So keep your eyes peeled. I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful story. And as Judy said, if you want more details, here's how.
For more information about the hospices, go to their website, wsbhospices.co.uk.